Does coffee get you going first thing in the morning? How about the discussions you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio? Well, then we have a treat for you. We are going to talk about the joys of coffee and how to brew a perfect cup of coffee and how to keep Wisconsin Public Radio perking along in the year to come. I'm Joy Cardine, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We'll welcome in our coffee expert in just a moment, but first, one of my producers, Bill Martins, is here with me because this is our year-end mini drive, just a half a day long to help raise crucial listener support before year's end. And you can make a pledge, a contribution of any amount right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. Coffee in hand because it's 6 in the morning and I need some. So when you're not talking, that's what I'll be doing.
Yep.
Our goal this hour is 120 pledges. So we're starting off with a big goal, but it's one day, so we got to do it that way. Your contribution right now makes a huge difference. It pays for the programs you listen to on Wisconsin Public Radio, and it keeps fun drives short. So be a part of this exciting year-end mini drive when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
2013 has been a really big year at Wisconsin Public Radio. We've added new programs. We've relaunched WPR.org, so it's a better resource.
Oh, yeah. We've added new stations, so you get even more coverage as you drive around the state. We've taken the time to produce award-winning documentaries, and we've covered more news and special investigative series.
All of this activity is thanks to support from you, amazing listeners like you. Your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 makes great things happen.
You give to WPR to support the programs. And as an added incentive, we have something mighty special to offer you right now. It's a limited edition WPR artist mug. It's designed by a Wisconsin artist who is also a WPR listener, and it can be yours when you give that gift of $120 or more, $10 a month. Ask for it right now when you make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So you can have a perfect cup for your perfect cup of coffee. You can show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and drink out of this lovely, lovely mug that has birds and flowers, and it says, "Birds of a Feather, Listen Together." So help Wisconsin Public Radio pay the bills and get this wonderful mug as your gift for $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hi, my name is Tom. I drive truck for a living, and I always look forward to when I can tune in to 90.7 WHAD.
Many Americans cannot afford to eat the healthy foods needed.
WPR, to me, is a respite from all the usual noise and mindless chatter of most commercial radio stations. It's great to be tuned into WPR as I tick off the miles on the highway. It makes the world seem a little closer to me, and it brings the issues and discussions of the day a little closer to home.
So you can pledge at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of WPR during this year-end mini drive. Maybe your gift is $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can help make our year-end mini drive a success by making a contribution right now. When you do, we all win. You help pay for the programs, and everyone gets their favorite shows, fundraising free, in the days and months to come. So give as generously as you can right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
The day is young, but this drive is short. We're going to be done at 12:30, so there's really no time to put it off. Make that difference now before you even leave the house. Donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you'll have a great start to your day.
And we're looking again for 120 pledges this hour. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 supports the programs you count on.
And remember to ask for the limited edition WPR artist mug with your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. The theme is Birds of a Feather, Listen Together, and it's a beautiful design created just for you by a Wisconsin artist and WPR listener. So ask for that mug when you pledge $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, if you're a sustaining member, thank you very, very much. If you're not, become one right now. It's easy to set up the ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. A sustaining membership is very convenient for you and provides reliable funding for WPR.
If you are a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, thank you. If you've been considering a pledge, now is a great time to do that. Join Jason from Jim Falls, who says, Wisconsin Public Radio has great programming. I especially like the Joy Cardine Show and the Larry Mueller Show. Keep up the good work and thank you.
Those are good shows.
Yeah, they're great shows. And Jason, you're a great listener. Thanks very much for your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks, Bill. We'll talk to you in a bit. So, do you love coffee? I know I do, and I'm looking forward to hearing some new ways to make the perfect cup of coffee from our guest during this hour. Kevin Sinnott is the author of two books and a DVD series about coffee brewing. He is also the creator of Coffee Con and blogs at coffeecompanion.com. Good morning.
Good morning, Troy.
So how do you like your coffee?
Well, how do I like my coffee? Well, I have so many. I'm allowed 20 coffee makers in our kitchen.
Only 20?
I've always got, yeah, I know. They're well, who counts? You know, I've, but yeah, I try to, the first decision of every morning is which coffee maker to use.
Are you drinking a cup right now by any chance?
No, I'm not, as a matter of fact. And I will be soon, but no, I'm not. And I'm probably not going to brew it while we're on the air, but I could do it.
All right. What's the, if you had your choice and it would magically appear in, you know, a split second right in front of you, what would, what kind of coffee would you have in front of you? What, you know, what brand of bean or, you know, what would you put in it?
Okay. Let's talk about the perfect cup of coffee. I'd probably like to have this morning a cup of, first of all, cups from Central America are really good right now. I don't think people aren't used to thinking of coffee in terms of it being in season, but in a way, there really are some magic moments during the year. And right now, a cup from Central America, let's say Honduras. Honduras has got some great beans lately. I would have one of those. I would have it fairly light roasted. I probably, even though I enjoy coffee roasted at various levels, it's another flavor choice in a way. I would probably have a light roasted. I probably would brew it with a Chemex, something that would be a manual drip machine. And I would, you know what? I would probably have a little cream in it this morning. Just because it's winter, it adds a little texture to it. I know that there's a, in the purist world, that's considered sometimes a faux pas. But, you know, I say to my perfectionist fellow colleagues sometimes, can you imagine any culinary art where you forbid the use of spices? I mean, someone says, oh, this whitefish that we caught in the lake is so perfect. You don't need to put any butter on it. You don't need to use any spice.
Well,
I think that's silly.
I am definitely not a purist because I do have cream in my coffee. I like my coffee with a little bit of cream, except iced coffee for some reason in the summertime. I just want that plain. But
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that.
So what about the water? Does the water we use matter?
Yes. Well, I mean, it really comes down to it. Just about everything matters because we are, in fact, assembling. We, you know, one of the great things about coffee, and I stress this, coffee lovers should take some credit for this. Every cup of coffee is brewed, a great cup of coffee at least, is brewed at point of service, meaning, you know, we can talk about wine, and I know some wine connoisseurs that spend enormous amounts of money on their bottles, and they're such perfectionists, but they really have to admit they don't do any of the work. It's a rather lazy hobby. The coffee, by contrast, someone has to brew it, so everything matters. It's a chemistry experiment every time you brew. Yes, the water matters. Ideally, you want water that's free from any contaminants. You want lower mineral water, which is sometimes a challenge. I also live in the Midwest. It's, you know, it's a challenge to find what's called TDS, dissolved solids, which is really just a fancy word for minerals, water, and you do want that. And even a little bit of pH comes into being. You know, sometimes the water, I used to stress this more than I do lately. I probably should start doing it again. Sometimes the water in the Northeast, particularly around Boston area, it's amazing how that water has just a slight pH difference, but I'm impressed at how much it affects the brewing. Now, so that it doesn't take all the fun out of everyone's life, you know, I usually use bottled water because I live in an area where it's real hard to get mineral-free water or low mineral water. I don't use distilled water, but yeah, if you can find a nice, good water that's free from taste and has minimal minerals, you're going to be in good shape for brewing coffee.
We will talk about what kinds of brewing devices our guest recommends in just a few moments, but this is our mini pledge drive, our year-end mini pledge drive, and we need to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will be here just for half a day to try to raise practically a half a pledge drive's worth of contributions. So make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We are looking for 120 pledges during this hour. That's a lot of pledges in 1 hour. So Bill Martins and I will be reminding you from time to time that we need your help.
Absolutely. You can make that pledge of support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We're looking for 117 more of you to go online or pick up that phone and make that pledge by 7 o'clock this hour to meet that goal of 120. So take care of that before you head out the door today. Grab your coffee with you and make that pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
Celebrate this season of giving, this special time between Thanksgiving and the New Year, with your gift to WPR right now.
With just a few minutes of your time, you can renew your membership, make your first ever gift, or make an extra gift to the station you enjoy every day of the year. It'll feel great. Find out now when you go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can choose the limited edition WPR artist mug as your thank you gift for your pledge of $10 a month, $120 or more. Your pledge supports the programs and you'll enjoy this quaint artist mug. And you can drink your coffee and listen to Wisconsin Public Radio every morning knowing that you made a difference. Make your pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I'm pleased to be a listener and part of the audience for Wisconsin Public Radio because, as our whole family feels, Wisconsin Public Radio and what they bring to the community is really a family value for us. I'm Joan Rudnitsky. I'm a board member of Wisconsin Public Radio Association. I'm from West Bend, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for objective information and entertainment.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your pledge during this year-end mini-drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of WPR. Thanks in advance for your gift of $10 or $15 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're already a sustaining member of WPR, thank you so much. Your ongoing monthly contributions provide a reliable stream of funding for the programs you enjoy each and every day. So thank you for being that sustainer.
You can make this year-end mini drive the day you decide to increase your monthly support by a few dollars a month. An increase of any amount can go a long way to support the programs that you rely on. We're happy to help you do that. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, here you go. Here's a great gift idea for that hard-to-shop-for person in your life. How about a WPR membership?
Hey, that would be good. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I have done this before. Let us know who the gift is for, and we'll send them a letter telling them that they received a WPR gift membership from you.
There you go. It's a great way to support WPR and get that holiday shopping out of the way without leaving your chair. So give the perfect gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks to Ashley from Madison, who says, I discovered WPR as a teenager. Now that I've got my first job as a nurse, I'm excited to finally contribute to the programming that I spend so much time listening to. Ashley, thank you so very much, and congratulations on your job. Your contribution will go a long way in funding these programs. So make your pledge. Join Ashley and the many others who have decided to become members of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association with a pledge of any amount. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're looking for 117 more pledges by 7 o'clock, so a little more than, little more than half an hour, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say there, to get that pledge in. It's early. I need my coffee. You can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and help us make that goal.
All right. Thanks very much, Bill. Let's get back to talking about brewing that perfect cup of coffee with our guest coffee expert, Kevin Sinnott, who is the author of two books and a DVD series about coffee brewing. He is the creator of CoffeeCon, and he blogs at coffeecompanion.com. And, you know, we do have time for a question or two or a comment or two about your favorite ways to make your coffee, or if you have a question about how to improve your coffee-making skills. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call to be on air. 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on our Facebook page, The Joy Cardine Show. So, Kevin, I promised that we would talk about the brewing equipment. You mentioned that this morning you would make your cup of coffee with a, I think you said Chemex, a manual drip. Is Chemex a brand name? I don't even know.
Yeah, Chemex is a brand name, and it was invented in the U.S. He was an artist, kind of an inventor. All kinds of things. He even invented a type of automobile, but he was an eccentric man, and he was but he was also a designer, and he didn't drink coffee. He decided that he was going to, his name was Peter Schlumbaum. He's been dead for many years, but he was in the mid-20th century, around the 40s, I believe.
Yeah, so he was a very smart guy, but something was wrong with him.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, he decided to, he didn't drink coffee, and he decided if he was going to drink coffee, he was only going to drink it if he could invent his coffee maker.
So what makes it so special, or what makes a really good manual drip so special?
Well, let's talk about that. It's a great question. The thing that makes the Chemex special to me is it's all glass. It's how simple it is. I love the idea of its simplicity. It's all glass. It's just one piece of glass that's been formed, and it has a beautiful hourglass shape. So it has and appeals to the aesthetics are beautiful in it, but also it only glass touches it other than the paper filter, which I consider, I know some people say paper filters add a taste or keep taste from coming through. I don't agree with that after many, many tests over the years. I think paper is a great great ability to filter coffee, but it's just the glass and the and you can rinse it clean. You know, you never get the taste of the previous brew, which is sometimes difficult in other materials. The Chemex is a manual drip. The benefits of it are that you can always keep the coffee. You can see the coffee in there, the ground coffee. You can make sure that it's fully submerged with water. You can make sure that there are no dry parts, that all the grounds are giving as they should. They're contributing. There's a pledge drive every time you make coffee. You know that your grounds are being asked to give their coffee flavor into your brew. And you can make sure that all the grounds are wet, and you can control it so that They're wet with piping hot water, which should be between 195 and 205 Fahrenheit for a length of time of 6 minutes.
We have a question from John in La Crosse who emails, I have good luck with my espresso maker, mocha pots and drips, but no luck with a French press. What's the trick to do that right?
Well, the French press, I agree, can be a little tricky, although it should be. It looks like it's simple, but I don't think it is as simple. The key with the French press is getting the grounds coarse enough so that you can freely press down the press, because sometimes if you use too fine a grind, and people do that, why would they use too fine a grind? Because the finer they grind, the stronger the coffee will be. The other thing is, frankly, I'm not a fan of having a lot of particulate in my coffee. And one of the French press downsides is that that screen is only so efficient at filtering the coffee, and you can get a lot of what I would consider muck. I think that's the technical term I'll use in my cup. And the other thing is the temperature. Temperature, especially this time of year, if you keep your house where we do, which is rather cool, to save on heating, that water gets cool rather rapidly. And since I just said that the great thing about drip is you're repeatedly putting hot water over the grounds, so the brewing temperature is pretty consistent. But with a French press, once you pour the water in there, it just starts cooling. So it's not uncommon that you end up in 4 or 5 minutes with coffee that's not as hot as it should be to taste, but more important, it hasn't been brewed at a hot enough temperature. And that's the difficulty.
I know you're gonna scold me, I think, but I do have a Keurig now. This is a fairly new addition to my kitchen, but I have a French press and I have other types of coffee brewing equipment. You told my producer that you expect the Keurig K-Cup to take up about 30% of the home brewing market by next year. What do you make of all that?
Yes. Well, here's how the Keurig shakes out. And if those that I know, I'm sure with the public radio audience, you've got a lot of coffee aficionados in your listener base. The Keurig and the K-Cup, the whole K-Cup spectrum, because there are going to be others in the market, and there already are some. 30%, yeah, that's a lot. And you know what this spells to me? I look at it like digital sound in music. When it first came out, the CD player had some detractors who said that it could never be as good as LP. In fact, I still know some of those people. But I have to say, the real world is that everyone's gone to it anyway. Now, where does this put me as someone with coffee and someone who has a coffee event? Well, initially, I have to say I kind of sniffed at the K-Cup. And there are some problems with almost all the K-Cup type machines that I've tried, including the number one, that it's rarely fresh. Well, it can't really be totally fresh coffee, because a K-Cup, you can't grind it right before you use it, right?
So unless you fill one of the refillable K-Cups that...
And here's the problem with that, Joy. I know about that. One of the tricks of the K-Cup is how quickly it's designed to brew. It's almost down to the time of making an espresso.
Right.
And therefore, you have to grind awfully fine. And do most consumers even have access to a grinder that can get that specificity of grind?
I have to jump in, Kevin, because we have news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will be back talking more about brewing that perfect cup of coffee. Hey, there's time for you to pledge. WPR.org, 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We are perking along talking about brewing the perfect cup of coffee during this hour, this first hour of our year-end mini pledge drive. We'll get back to our coffee expert in just a few minutes, but first Bill Martins joins me to encourage your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your financial support is the foundation of all the great discussions that you enjoy on the Ideas Network day in and day out. So won't you give now at WPR.org. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we've got some work to go to meet the work to do to meet that goal this hour. We need 114 more of you to make that pledge by 7 o'clock so we can hit that goal of 120. So 114 more of you. Your gift of $5 or $10 a month is all it takes to support the programs you rely on and to keep the momentum going. So get it done right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have so much to celebrate today. Wisconsin Public Radio has great programs, great listeners, and 2013 has been a great year on public radio. Join in the celebration. Support the programs that you count on every day and make this exciting short drive a success. We will be done at 12:30 this afternoon. This is a mini drive, only here for a few hours to give you another opportunity to make a year-end gift to support the programs that you value at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because my radio is broke and it's the only station I can get. No, it's not true. I think it's probably the purest station in as far as handling both sides of an issue. I listen more to things that I agree with, but there are times when I hear things that I don't agree with, but I think, you know, he's got a point. I'm John Treader, Wisconsin Public Radio. It's my source of entertainment and information, and I really enjoy it, and I'm thankful it's there.
You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins asking for your support of WPR during this year-end mini-drive. Maybe your gift is $5 a month or $10 a month. Maybe it's $20. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount. At WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There are so many important and interesting issues covered on the Ideas Network. You rely on these discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio, and that's why your gift during our year-end mini-drive is so important.
Help us put a strong finish on 2013 so we can continue to bring you the issues and talk about the issues in the months to come. Make your year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Hey, seize the day. Pledge right now while you're thinking about it. It takes just a few minutes to contribute to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you'll have the good feeling of supporting a service that you love, that you value. So don't put it off. Contribute right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
114 more pledges to go by 7 o'clock. Your support makes the difference here at WPR. It really does. It makes all these great programs possible. Be part of making it happen. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a reminder, you can ask for the limited edition WPR artist mug. It says, Birds of a Feather, Listen Together, with your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. You can get this beautiful cup, have your morning coffee, listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and know that you helped make it happen. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's a very colorful mug as well. Nice blues and yellows, purples and reds. That'll certainly help brighten up a cold winter day that's going to be coming up in the not-too-distant future. Listener support is the single largest source of funding. So whether you become a new member, renew your support, or make an extra year-end contribution, your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is vital to WPR programs.
Thank you so much to Natalie in Middleton, who says, you are the best. Thank you for always being there for us. It's Natalia. Thank you so much for your pledge. Dorn in Baraboo gave a pledge this morning and said, thank you, WPR. I listen daily, and it's especially great while I'm home working on the house. Thanks very much for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is crucial to Wisconsin Public Radio. You are the single largest, the single most important part of our budget. So make that year-end gift right now. In some cases, it is tax deductible, but it also makes you feel good during this season of giving to give to causes that you believe in. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks very much. Bill, thank you. We will talk to you in just a bit. Time now for us to continue talking about coffee. We are talking with Kevin Sinnott. He is a coffee expert. He is the creator of CoffeeCon and blogs at coffeecompanion.com. And we're talking about brewing the perfect cup of coffee. I need a sip of coffee, Kevin, because I'm losing my voice. But tell us. We were talking about brewing the perfect cup of coffee. Tell us how you brew a perfect cup of coffee.
Talk about an automatic drip machine, too, because, you know, the reality is that there are mornings when, I admit this to your audience, Joy, even I have to, you know, rush to make, to get somewhere on some mornings and make my coffee. So let's talk about the, you know, what are you looking for in an automatic drip machine? Automatic drip machine, the most important thing, since the machine does most of the work, you have to make sure the machine knows how to make a perfect cup of coffee. And is it possible? Yes, some of the automatic drip machines are excellent, but not all of them, and a lot of them are not very good. And one of the reasons I started 15, 20 years ago testing coffee makers, and I found out most of them do not meet their specs. You want a machine that will expose the grounds for no more than 6 minutes. And 6 minutes is after that, what happens is, and some of these coffee makers on the market, they'll brag on their package that they make a cup a minute. Well, yeah, that's a 12-cup coffee maker. That means 12 minutes. It's way too long. It's double. And the problem is 8 minutes into that brew, that hot water splashing over those grounds, and those grounds have already given their nice flavors, and now they're just turning bitter. So that's where a lot of the bitterness comes from. The second thing is you want a machine that it gets the water hot enough. The water has to be between 195 degrees Fahrenheit and 205. You don't want boiling water, but you don't want tepid water either. I've tested many coffee makers that clock in at about 180 degrees. It's not good. So they're not going to give you the kind of coffee. I know there's things out right now, like cold brew has become kind of a fad, particularly in the summer. But the reality is you don't get the kind of precious coffee flavor that we want to get at in your cup, and a nice hot, piping hot cup of coffee that's going to get us through those cold days ahead. You don't want it to be, you're paying for it too. You're paying for the great flavors in your coffee if you're buying the kind of coffee I buy, and you want to make sure that you're resolving those flavors. And to do that, you need that water to be hot enough.
So can you make a good cup of coffee on a budget if maybe, you know, you don't, you're not flush with tons of cash?
Joy, I've done it for many years being a writer. There are ways to do it. Of course, you have to start out with good beans no matter what. I do think you have to start out with beans. I think that's kind of a minimum entry point.
Let's talk about how we can pick the very best bean for us, even if it's on a budget or not.
Well, consider blends, because blends are usually where roasters, and you've got some really good roasters, local roasters in the Wisconsin area. Some of the really finest ones in the country are there, and you can. And if you're near Minnesota, they've got some great ones too. But you want to make sure you get an inexpensive blend. Buy coffees too that are the lesser names. It's kind of like buying wines and knowing you don't have to get a Rhone wine right nearby. There's a wine that can't be labeled a Rhone wine. Well, there are in the coffee world, that's true too. A Burundi, sometimes from Africa, will be less expensive than a Kenya, but is actually just as fine a coffee. That's where you start with saving some money on beans. Don't be afraid to ask, you know, if you're in a specialty coffee shop, ask them, what's a good, you know, I don't have a lot of money, but what's a good bean? Keep in mind, no matter what coffee you get in a coffee shop, the most expensive coffee is going to cost way less than you are paying in a single serve cup, which are those coffees, if you use single serves, usually you're paying $50 a pound.
Oh, my gosh.
So, helps you if you get to all of a sudden it gives you a different perspective. The other thing is brew carefully. I always weigh my coffee before I grind it, so I don't waste. I don't throw out grounds. Sometimes it's better to invest in a coffee maker that makes a smaller amount of coffee. Anybody can afford a Melitta cone. And a Melitta cone is a drip maker. It's a plastic. It's a drip cone. You can find them at any grocery store. And they will usually $6 or $7. And that's really, it's an enormous profit margin for them, considering it probably cost them 2 cents to injection mold them. And they probably made a billion of them when they ran the last production run. You can use a coffee maker like that, and everyone owns a tea kettle or can boil water on a stove. So if you're really at a minimal point in life where you really need to, and you really want to enjoy your coffee, but you can make some terrific coffee that way.
A listener on Twitter says that his or her coffee equipment consists of a press pot, a tea kettle, and a coffee grinder. Can you do it with that?
The grinder is going to be the one sticking point of anyone's coffee gear, and because really the grinders are one area. It's probably the most important piece of equipment. You can use a $6 Melitta cone to make a coffee. I just lowered the price. Yeah, you said seven earlier. Anyways, you could use a $6 Melitta cone, but if you use one of those spinning blade grinders. They're very hard to get a good grind with. In fact, I would argue they're really impossible to get a good grind with. That's the one thing that I would put my extra money into as a piece of equipment. That's probably the most important piece.
So what's a good grinder? The only ones I've seen are those single blade ones.
No, the ideal grinder is one that all the grinders in the supermarket, for instance, use what are called burrs. And they actually crush the beans. They do not cut them with a spinning blade, which is kind of a sword fight with your coffee beans that's happening in this little machine. What you really want is something that mashes the beans. Now, there are some inexpensive, there's a company called Porlex. Everyone's got the internet now, Porlex. They make a terrific manual grinder, and I think you can get them for $30 online. It's the work of having to grind coffee. I know in this age, when people get health club memberships so they can work out, really great for your abs. But you can grind your coffee by hand. Again, we're talking minimalism, and you can get a terrific grind.
What exactly is the terrific grind? What is the perfect grind?
Terrific grind is even. Think about a stir fry, Joy. If you're doing a stir fry, we all know that if we don't cut the vegetables, I used to give instructions to my kids on cutting the vegetables for stir fry. If we don't get the vegetables all approximately close to the same size, you'll get some vegetables that are too small. They'll get burnt or they'll get they won't come out well. And the ones that are too large don't get done all the way through. So the same thing with coffee. You really want all those. You want to split the coffee bean into identically sized pieces. The reason you want them to be identically sized is you'll get a much better, two reasons, you'll get much better flavor, much more consistent flavor, consistent extraction from each of those pieces, because otherwise the large boulders in there won't give. They won't give all their flavor. You'll wasting product. The other thing is the ones that are too fine in the grind process will over-extract and you'll get bitterness. So really, and then the second reason, I said there's another reason. The other reason is if you're using drip methods, the inconsistency and grind will upset how the flow rate through the grounds, and you want that to be a certain amount. If you have too many fine grinds in there, it'll slow it down, and you may extend more than 6 minutes, and then you'll start getting some bitterness in your cup.
So is there a perfect cup to drink that perfect cup of coffee in?
Well, there's a lot of, I have to say I probably prefer a porcelain cup. This is obvious. Styrofoam is, I would almost rather have something else to drink rather than have coffee and styrofoam. I know probably a lot of people are going to the drive-thru somewhere and getting styrofoam. Hey, get the smaller size because that's almost never styrofoam. I would use, but certainly we're talking like different stoneware and stuff. You know, I'm not a fanatic about that, but I would say a good, you know, China porcelain cup, whatever. You know, I'll admit this. I buy a lot of my coffee cups at thrift shops.
Well, we'll talk about another perfect mug in a minute. I'm not sure if it's porcelain, but it's close. Eve from Oconomowoc asks, Kevin, can you go over the steps for getting a good hand pour from something like a Chemex? She uses the manual drip method, but is having difficulty getting it just right. A good hand pour.
Yeah. The grind is, of course, the starting point with a Chemex. Chemex takes a slightly coarser grind, does best with coarser grind. I find most of the time when people are having problems with their Chemex, they're over-grinding. They're grinding too fine, and it's slowing things down too much. They're prolonging the brew. And I know it's difficult with a Chemex to time the duration of the contact time between the grounds and the water because you have this, we let all the water go through and it is dry in there for a couple of seconds, then you pour more in. It's hard to keep that, you know, do you count that time that it's dry for a few seconds? If you do, you find it, it changes. It's hard to track it is what I'm saying. So I understand that. Generally speaking, to make it simple, I would just start playing with my grind more than anything else. The other thing is make sure if you're not measuring your water with a thermometer, make sure that it's not too hot. A lot of people really, I think, brew at too hot a temperature with manual brewing. It's the opposite of it. They're using an automatic drip maker. They're probably, it's not brewing hot enough. But if they're actually heating their own water, we tend to pour in water that's too close to boiling. And I think with a Chemex, it does better.
We have just a minute to go, Kevin. One of the reasons I wanted to do this is I think coffee is awesome, and I think a lot of our listeners do too. And there's been so many stories in the news lately about, frankly, how wonderful coffee is for us. So have you looked into that?
Yes, I have. It's always it's amazing how often I've been asked this question and how really the problem is I've looked at it too much, and I think I'm at the point now where I've noticed, wow, you'll see a lot of great stuff about how good coffee is. It certainly has a lot of good things for us, but I always compare it to water. Whatever it is it better? Is wine better for you than water? Is coffee better for you than water? Generally, I find coffee drinkers live to be, you know, into their 80s. They tend to... I'm not convinced that it's a health elixir by any means. On the other hand, unless someone has a specific health reason they can't drink coffee, it certainly seems like it's good for people, and it gives them a little bit of there's an energy that comes from the caffeine that's so obvious, but there's other things in there too. A lot of antioxidants that would probably make it the perfect health drink.
Yeah,
really power drink.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I wish we had more time, but thank you for helping us make a better cup of coffee. We appreciate your time.
It's been a pleasure, Joy.
Kevin Sinnott is he blogs at coffeecompanion.com. He's the author of two books and a DVD series about coffee brewing, and we appreciate all of his information. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio during this year-end mini drive. You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, there is no tomorrow in a half-day mini-drive. There's not even a later this afternoon. That's why getting 103 more pledges in these next 7 minutes is so important. Take action right now to help pay for your WPR listening. Make a donation in the amount that's right for you at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And remember, you can choose the limited edition WPR artist mug as your thank you gift for your pledge of $120 or more. That's $10 a month. Your pledge supports the programs, and you will enjoy this wonderful coffee mug to enjoy your coffee in. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
All right, here's a recap of the great reasons to give right now. Your pledge supports the programs you enjoy every day on WPR. Your gift right now is tax deductible for 2013. Your gift supports this super short pledge drive. And you can get that limited edition WDPR artist mug with your gift of $10 a month, $120 a year, or more. It's a great time to give at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So I've been living in Wisconsin for roughly the last 20 years. I came here for school. I think I became a member when I was in my mid-20s. Whenever I could, I would try to send $20 or something and whatever I could manage at that time. I've always imagined that it would be fun to be a philanthropist, and if I thought something was really a wonderful cause that I could give them $1 million, just, you know, open my checkbook. There are not nearly as many zeros involved, but in a small way, I'm a small-scale philanthropist. It definitely feels like money that's going to a good cause. When I became a sustainer, it felt like there was an additional connection. To me, it's a no-brainer. When I became a sustainer, it just made things that much better. Sort of like the way it felt when I got married a couple years ago. I loved him a lot, but when I married him, it felt even that much better. My name is Lisa, and I live in Monona, Wisconsin. I really enjoy being a sustainer, and I encourage you to do the same.
And you can become a sustainer by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make your pledge during this year-end mini drive. I'm Joy Cardine with Bill Martins, and we are asking for your support of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Start a year-end tradition and make a gift to the station you've enjoyed in 2013, and that you'll rely on in 2014. Your donation to WDPR is tax deductible and helps keep this great resource available to everyone. Give now at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Boy, we still have 100 pledges to go to meet this hour's goal. So every single pledge will help. Your pledge pays for the programs you rely on, and it lets us know that you like a short pledge drive. This is a mini drive, only a half day. Make your contribution now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is the first and last day of our year-end mini-drive. In fact, it ends at 12:30 this afternoon, so we're thrilled to get it all done in just a few hours so we can get back to doing what we do best, and that's bringing you great discussions you count on. It works when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Think of your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio as an investment in your future listening. Give us a few minutes of your time and your donation in any amount, and in return, you'll get lots and lots of great programs.
Donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and in just a few minutes, you'll have made a wise investment, one that pays dividends every single day.
And be sure to ask for our special thank you gift for this hour. It really is a limited edition. We don't have that many of these left. Oh, my gosh. It looks like, all right, we have 81 left.
Yeah.
That's, if we get a lot of people calling in, we're gonna sell out of these wonderful limited edition artist's mugs. They are, says Wisconsin Public Radio or WPR on it, and it says Birds of a Feather Listen Together. And you can enjoy a cup of coffee or tea or your beverage of choice with your pledge of $10 a month.
That's right. You can make that pledge at WDPR.org or 888-202-2552. But you got to act now in the next couple of minutes. We're looking for 100 more of you to make that pledge of support and reach that goal. And make sure you ask for that WDPR limited edition artist coffee mug as well. WDPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make that pledge of $10 a month or $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio if you would like the mug. But make your pledge of any amount if you just want to help pay for the programming. If you want to make a year-end gift to Wisconsin Public Radio. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Dana from Green Bay says, I drive a lot for work, and listening to WPR gives me something to look forward to every day. Well, good, Dana. We're happy to do that for you. Glad you're finding Wisconsin Public Radio valuable to your morning commute. And if you're like Dana, I'm sure many of you are, why not go ahead and make that pledge of support right now and ensure that the Joy Cardine Show and The other fine programming you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio will be here to stay. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have just a minute or so, not even, for you to make that pledge during this hour and get in on our thank you gift, the 2013 Artist Mug, for $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thanks to Stephanie in Madison. She says, I'm already a sustainer, but I'm making an extra gift this morning because I love you guys. Oh, that's so nice. Thank you so much, Stephanie. And that's right. You can increase your sustaining pledge. You can just up your regular pledge. You can renew. You can pledge for the very first time. But do make that year-end gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And being a sustainer is great because you don't have to remember to make the pledge. It happens automatically. It's more convenient for you, and we know that we can depend on your funding. So it's a great way to go. You can be one of those sustainers at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.